stick to what you know. And what I know is bloody Monopoly. That's what I know. Australian Monopoly has just been set to release tomorrow. We will see Australian Monopoly. So basically, it's just the board game Monopoly, but it's all the spaces are all filled up with Australian icons. So in New South Wales, we've got the Sydney Harbour. And the Opera House and the bridge, I suppose, will be part of that. But Sydney Harbour, of course, no one can land on that. It's too expensive. Don't even bother. Don't even, like, seriously, just, it should just be keep going, go straight to jail. Even jail's too expensive in Sydney. And the other one was Orange as well.
I love these novelty versions of Monopoly.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, I reckon they're great. They have the Simpsons one, Star Wars one. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't played those because I'm an adult.
Yeah,
and,
I imagine the other reason you probably haven't played them is you would be a nightmare to play Monopoly with.
You can't play with me.
No.
We're not allowed to have board games in the house because I throw them in the air. No, literally. No,
that doesn't surprise me at all.
We've got Monopoly in my house. It's banned. We can't play it because I'm a child and I throw it around. I get angry and I get upset. She'd send me a Trivial Pursuit. Oh. I argue about the answers and I go, no, it's not quite correct. I'll actually argue. Anyway, and then we have to get at Google and then everybody wants to go home and everyone goes, oh, never go into the Watts' house again. Merrick always drinks too much and gets argumentative. Absolutely I do, because it's my freaking house.
Board game night is very close to waterboarding at
waterboarding
your place.
Waterboarding house, yeah, torture night. But what I have done is I've actually developed a smaller version. I've gone even more narrowcast with a Sydney version of Monopoly.
Mm. Hey, Liam, want to have a game of Sydney Monopoly?
With you?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm all right, miss.
What? Why not?
Well, because you'll lose and then you'll have a tantrum.
I will not. I never have tantrums. Shut up. Roll the dice. I don't have tantrums.
Okay. 7. All right. I've landed on community chest. You have bought a coffee and avocado on toast at Bondi. Pay $600.
That's cheap.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, my turn. Aha! Landed in Vaucluse.
Gonna put a house on it?
Oh, good one. Okay, your turn.
Boom, 11. St. Clair. Ooh. I'm going to buy a house, please, banker.
A house?
Okay, a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, that's more like it. There you go. Okay, my turn. 3. Chance. You have won a reality television program. Go directly to Sydney Breakfast Radio and collect a ton of cash. Boom!
You've already done that in real life, haven't you, Mez?
Oh, no, I've never been on a reality program. Oh, and I get to roll again. 7. Ah, oh, I've landed on the M5. I'm going to be here for the next 3 hours.
I'm going to go watch a movie. Just let me know when you're done.
No, 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 wait. You have your turn.
Okay. 12. Head directly to Long Bay. Do not pass Goulburn. You're to share a cell with a convicted pedo named Jeff who loves short men. Hang on, this is written in pen. Did you write this?
Sorry, mate, I can't hear you. I'm on the M5.
Thank you for visiting Merrickville. If you missed anything during your stay, subscribe to the Merrickville podcast on iTunes or with your favourite Android app. 104.9 Triple.